Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Brittany Bethea from Morehouse School of Medicine. Brittany, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you for having me, Kiplin.
Well, I'm glad that you're here because you're here to kick off Heart Health Month in February and some of the events that Morehouse School of Medicine promotes to promote heart health for our community. So what are some of the things that you all are doing this year in support of Heart Health Month?
Yes, so we actually host a Heart Healthy Week the first week of the month, the 4th through the 7th. There are a lot of different activities that are happening on campus as well as in the general Atlanta community. And so I'll kind of just give an overview of each one of those. The first is that on Tuesday, February the 4th, from 7 a.m. to 8:30, we're actually hosting a men's heart healthy breakfast. And this will be held at the Georgia Aquarium Oceans Ballroom. This is a ticketed event that brings out individuals who are not only in the healthcare industry, but those who have been impacted by cardiovascular disease. So typically we see that individuals who have been survivors or the families of those individuals join us, as well as a lot of our corporate partners throughout the year.
And health for men in general is, I guess men don't go to the doctor as much as women. And I've heard it said that men should really try to find a doctor that's culturally sensitive, because when men have doctors that look like them, they tend to follow the directions better. So I think this focus on men and heart health is a very good thing. And I know we hear about cancer, we hear about smoking, but I think a lot of people don't realize heart health and heart disease is still the number one killer of African-American men and African-American women in the United States.
Right. So the CDC actually reports that heart disease is the leading cause of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. And so what we know is that this is the number one killer for everyone in the United States. But there are also some disparities that we have seen at Morehouse School of Medicine in our research and the research that exists in other organizations that continues to show that African Americans and other minority groups are experiencing this at a rate that is different from other groups.
And a lot of it is preventative. I know, you know, culturally we like the pork and the rice and beans and all of that good stuff. And it's not bad, but you've got to use it in moderation. So what are the other events?
Sure. So there's actually a similar event that is a women's luncheon. So the first is the men's breakfast. The women's luncheon is actually the very next day on Wednesday, February 5th. And this event is from 11 a.m. to 1. And similarly, we have a panel of different survivors, and their stories can range anywhere from experiencing a stroke or experiencing preeclampsia. So we really try to paint a picture of all the different types of heart disease challenges that women are facing. And then we also have this year, our keynote speaker will be Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice, who is our president and dean.
That is wonderful. And again, you think about breast cancer, you think about lung cancer, you think about, you know, these scary diseases that people, you know, they walk for, they do all of these things, and it always comes back to that heart. And the fact that heart disease is preventable, if you walk 15 minutes a day, you know, we all know the things, walk 15 minutes a day, cut out a lot of the fat and meat. And I'm not even saying all of it, but some of it.
Right. So there are a couple of different risk factors that kind of fit into three categories. So you have lifestyle categories, diet, and then just general natural factors that can increase a person's risk for heart disease. So this includes things that you just mentioned, like smoking or lack of exercise. If you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or if you have a certain amount of different stressful activities or experiences in your life, all of these things can exacerbate your risk for heart disease. So lowering or minimizing those things is best.
And now, what are some of the events that are going to be taking place on campus? Because the other part about heart disease is if you start young, making sure that you're doing the right thing, then it's not so bad when you get 40 and 50 to kind of have to reverse all of those habits of doing the wrong thing.
Right. So the campus event that we're having is one that we're very excited about, and this is our senior health fair. And so we are inviting seniors from, again, the Metro Atlanta community to come out for a free event. They can come and get their blood pressure checked, their glucose levels checked. We have scheduled activities for them to exercise their mind and their body. So they're able to play a free game of bingo. There'll be a physical activity demonstration, as well as a nutrition station this year that we're excited to incorporate. Well, they can learn different, you know, tools for eating a healthy meal, essentially.
Because a lot of times it's just making small substitutions to make something that, you know, mom or grandmom enjoyed maybe once a week, that we're trying to do every day a little bit more healthy.
Right. So what are those substitutions? You know, I think that this opportunity gives people, a real life experience. You know, it's easy to say eat healthy, but what does that look like? What ingredients can I use? And then how does it taste? You know, it's a hard sell sometimes. And so we want them to experience in that.
I think that is a wonderful idea. Again, when you're talking, I'm thinking about substitutions for spices.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people rely on salt for every taste, but you can use rosemary or thyme, even pepper.
Right.
Instead of salt will make a difference in your diet. And that's just a little thing to do.
Exactly.
Now, Brittany, how can folks find out about these events and who do you want to get involved? Who should come to support these events?
Sure. So certainly organizations that interact with senior citizens. So we're thinking primarily senior citizen homes. We have a website. And if you visit www.msm.edu/supportmsm, you'll find that on that page, there is a tab specifically for Women with Heart. Now, Women with Heart is the volunteer organization that is the powerhouse behind Heart Healthy Week at Morehouse School of Medicine. They are a group of gracious individuals, women who have taken the time over the last 11 years to plan this week, which also incorporates raising funds for scholarships for our students. And so we understand that this is an opportunity to also invest in the next generation of healthcare leaders, specifically those who might actually help in the elimination of the heart disease disparities in our communities.
And as I mentioned, specifically doctors that'll look like us and that come from communities like ours to help with health. And that cultural significance makes a difference when you're getting direction or getting suggestions and ideas, because these are people who, you know, have a little bit better understanding of your culture.
Right.
So it's important for us to invest in these upcoming doctors.
Exactly. And we find that most of our doctors who graduate from Morehouse School of Medicine, they actually choose to practice in primary care, which is a major gap in the United States that we are on a mission to try to fill. And so it's important that we think about where are we placing doctors and how are they able to respond to the growing needs of the nation.
Brittany, give us the website one more time.
Sure.
And so people can get tickets, find out about the senior health fair, and come and take advantage of all of the support and resources that are available to our community right here in our community.
Yes. So it's www.msm.edu/supportmsm/womenwithheart.
Brittany, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.